It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. August 22, 2025. Amid rising political turmoil and deepening corruption scandals, South Africa faces a reckoning. SHARMINI NADU unpacks shocking developments in government and transport to reveal a system under strain and truth on the brink. If the 2025 astrological predictions are to be believed, then this year's planetary movements, transit of Saturn into Pisces, the karmic disciplinarian that governs hidden matters, Pluto moving into the 11th house, which rules corruption and brings political upheaval, and the retrograde of Mercury, which is responsible for the surfacing of previously hidden information, have certainly played their part in the unveiling of deep-rooted corruption and the exposure of political scandals. I'm reminded of the famous Charles Dickens quote from A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of incredulity, it was the season of light, it was the season of darkness, it was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. This certainly seems to be an apt description of our country and the world in general. We live in a world that has seen unprecedented progress and advancements across so many fields, including medicine, technology, and scientific understanding. Yet humanity continues to succumb to its baser urges and shortcomings. Violence and destruction, political conflicts, abuse of power, humanitarian crises, horrific plane crashes, devastating loss of life, tragic incidents at schools, and, lest we forget, not so long ago we teetered at the precipice of World War III. Shockwaves in government, ministers removed. Closer to home, many of us were stunned by the allegations of crime and corruption aimed at some of the people that we trusted the most. Let's take a look at how it all unraveled. After the controversial and questionable Sector Education and Training Authority, CETA, board appointments, and allegations of lies and misleading parliament, the Minister of Higher Education and Training was removed from office by the President. Demonstrating that no one in government is above reproach, the Deputy Minister of Trade, Industry and Competition was also removed for violating rules regarding international travel, essentially travelling to the USA without the President's permission. Police Minister suspended amid explosive syndicate claims. Probably most shocking of all was the suspension of our police minister following allegations about the existence and operation of a sophisticated criminal syndicate that allegedly infiltrated law enforcement and intelligence structures in South Africa. These allegations were announced at a media briefing by the KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Police Commissioner, who publicly accused the Minister of Police and other senior officials of obstructing and interfering with law enforcement operations and sensitive investigations that targeted organized crime. Minister Mkhunu, who had become known for his open and firm stance on tackling crime and corruption, will now face a judicial commission of inquiry after being placed on a leave of absence with immediate effect. The commission will investigate allegations relating to the infiltration of law enforcement, intelligence, and associated institutions within the criminal justice system by criminal syndicates. This includes the role of current or former senior officials in institutions such as the South African Police Service, National Prosecuting Authority, State Security Agency, the Judiciary and Magistracy, and the Metropolitan Police Departments of Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, and Shwane, all of whom may have aided or abetted the alleged criminal activity, failed to act on credible intelligence or internal warnings, or benefited financially or politically from a syndicate's operations. MMC Kunene in the spotlight. Johannesburg's MMC for Transport, Kenny Kunene, also came under fire and now risks suspension amidst a murder investigation. In his words, for being in the wrong place at the wrong time for the right reasons. At the time of going to print, Kunene was suspended from his position as deputy in the Patriotic Alliance, while his role as MMC was being reviewed by the mayor of Johannesburg, Dada Morero. Our Department of Transport, DOT, is also in the corruption spotlight, which we can only hope will result in a long overdue cleanup. Two CEOs of separate DOT agencies have been suspended, a third agency is also under investigation, and a whole board has been disbanded. RAF CEO suspension and legal battle. In May this year, The CEO of the Road Accident Fund, RAF, Collins Letzolo, was placed on special leave by the board, although this was later changed to a suspension. This decision was made as a precautionary measure pending investigations by the Special Investigating Unit, SHU, relating to a R79 million lease for RAF offices in Johannesburg, as well as alleged financial management and corruption, including several suspicious payments made to law firms. A high court application by Letzolo appealing against his suspension for insubordination on full pay and benefits was dismissed with costs. Judge Graham Mashoana ruled on the 24th of July in the Pretoria High Court that the suspension by the RAF board was lawful, rational, and reasonable. The Transport Minister, Barbara Creasy, has also dissolved the RAF board to safeguard the integrity of the institution and ensure continuity of operations. It is no secret that the RAF has had persistent governance and operational challenges. This seems to have significantly undermined its ability to discharge its statutory mandate. RTMC CEO suspended. In July, the board of the Road Traffic Management Corporation, RTMC, also placed its CEO on suspension after allegations of financial misconduct, irregular expenditure of a R3.9 million bonus, and governance failures at the entity. This decision was taken after whistleblower allegations of financial misconduct, irregular expenditure, and governance failures at the entity. Due to the seriousness of the allegations, a forensic investigation will now be instituted. PRASA Corruption and Hawks Raid. In March, Creasy announced that a law firm had been appointed to investigate allegations of corruption at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA. According to the minister, these allegations stem from media reports that a whistleblower had compiled a report detailing alleged corruption related to two tenders amounting to some R18 billion. The investigations would include the relevant officials named by the whistleblower, as well as board members. Investigation would also be conducted into alleged procurement irregularities, fraudulent payments, compliance with bond security requirements, allegations of non-payment of 16 companies, and allegations of awarding unlawful contracts. Per the whistleblower letter, almost R2.7 billion in advance payments were made and two tenders worth R17.4 billion were unprocedurally awarded. The Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, known as the Hawks, has since raided PRASA offices in Braamfontein and launched a search and seize operation targeting the agency's top executives and key staff. At the time of going to print, however, the Hawks were unable to disclose any details in order to protect the integrity of the investigation. City Power fraud investigation unfolds. The Hawks have also raided City Power's Johannesburg offices as part of an investigation into alleged fraud of more than R500 million, with the CEO being the main target. IT equipment and documents related to alleged tender-related work, gross inflation of prices, and the payment of contractors for work not being done were seized. One of these alleged payments, according to Eyewitness News, involved R335 million spent on failed maintenance projects, despite warnings that the submitted invoices were dodgy. More truths to emerge. I am quite sure that now the tap has been opened, there will be many more revelations to come. As we learnt through the Bell Pottinger saga, however, we cannot believe everything we hear, so we will still have to wait for these various allegations to be proven. It is important to bear in mind that even though these allegations may not be pretty, it is always better to hear the ugly truth than be told a beautiful lie.